back to Dalai Lama Rao for a special Ricky Vega share.
Okay, we'll go back in time for a little bit. The Gemara said, which means that had the Torah said, she goes out with Nairus, you wouldn't need the Torah to tell you Bagaris. But since the Torah does not say the word Nairus or the word Bagaris, the Torah just says, V'yatachinim in Kosev. So I need two drushes in order to know that she goes out with Nairus. Because if I only had one, if I only had in Kosev, I would say she goes out at Bagris. Kamash Malon, the Yatuchinom, Bazev, Alimad Al Zeh, that if I had two things here, and if I had one, I would have already known she goes out at Bagris, must be the second one's coming to tell me that she really goes out at Nairus. That's the Gemara. Okay, so step one on our sheet is Gemara Dabdalar Mir Aleph. According to the Gemara, if it only said in Kosef, I would say she goes out at Bagris. Good, good. Now, Frag Toys the Kash. What is Toys is that? Dim Toyma, okay? Toys is that. The Loma Levi Yotachin and Lomoido in Kosef. Why do you need Yotachin to teach me that in Kosef means Nairis and not Bagris? How Korchach Lovin Matin look me in Kosef for Bagris, Elevin Nairis? Domin Nader Shinamael? Aval Yesh Kosef Adoin Acher? Umanu Av. Im ken al korkach I kro aire benayrus. Dil be bagres en av zakai be kiddushin. Kemen she bagres en la vi be shuspa. So Toysa says, I don't need that to leave it out there. Al korkach en korkach means she goes out with nayrus. I don't need two drushes to know she goes out at nayrus. If I only had one, I would think bagres. No, it's not true. I would know that en korkach means nayrus from the very fact that I use Ein Kosev to learn out Ein Kosev L'Adoin Zeh for Yitz Kosev L'Adoin Acher. And what's the Adoin Acher? The father. That when she gets married, the Kedusha Kosev goes to the father. And I know that that which we say when she gets married, the Kedusha Kosev goes to the father is only when she's in Naira. Because that's partial that when she's in Bulgaris, the father has no exclusive in her at all. The father has no exclusive in her at all. That's Toys' Kasha. Whatever Toys' answers will lead out for now, but that's his Kasha. So, number two on the sheet, Toys' Avdalit says, according to Toys', even if it only said in Kosev, I would know she goes out at Nairus, because we learn out from here that a father gets the Kesef Kiddushin. And that can only be true by a Naira, because the father has no Schus Mamre in the Bulgarian. Very clear. Good, that's Toys'. So now, here starts the Vikivegi. Right, the Vikivegi says, I don't understand Toys' Kasha. This is the Vikivegi's Kasha. Why? So basically, the way he sets it up is like this. The Gemara of Gimel and Aleph learns out that the Maisi Yedayim of a Naira go to her father from the Pasuk of Kiyimker ish as bitoy la amma. Ma amma maisya del rabba abbas nami maisya del azir. That's the Joshua. Kiyimker ish as bitoy la amma. Now, Rashi says on that Gemara, how do you know the Pasuk is talking about a Naira? How do you know? So look at Rashi, divya maso la amma. Two lines before they get quiet. Try his daughter over Darishle Bita Rehiluka Amma. His daughter's like an Amma, meaning he gets the Maisi Daim of his daughter. That's the Drosha. Zokrashi Uba Bita Naira Ashmiina. We must be talking about a Naira. Why? The Bhiktana Layitzrich. Because by Iktana, I don't need a pasuk that he gets her Maisi Daim. Why not? Hash is Bunimazbin Law Maisi Daim Biboya. Because the Ketani can sell. Which means he can make her work for free for this husband, and the father will take money for it. So why did he get her Maisi Yadayim? If it wasn't the Barabbas and the Maisi Yadayim, How can you sell her as a worker for 6 years? So Ketana, I know he gets, the very fact that he can sell a Ketana automatically means he gets the Maisi Adayim of Ketana. So what's the extra drasha of La'ama teaching me? Must be teaching me that he gets the Maisi Adayim of a knife. Now, okay, clear? Clear. Now, why do we need a pasuk to teach me he gets the Maisi Adayim of a naira? Why didn't you just learn it out from the fact that he could sell a naira? A Ketana, we don't need a pasuk. Why? Rashi says, because if you could sell her, of course you can get a Maisi Adayim. But a naira what? Mashain can a naira what? Can't sell. A naira he can sell. That's what Rashi means, right? A naira he cannot sell. So just a naira he cannot sell. We do not automatically know who gets a Maisi Adayim, so we need the pasuk of La'ama. Clear? How do you know you can't sell a naira? How do you know? Oh, so that's the Gemara in Erecha. That's step number four. Erech in the Chop test, it says like this. We know a father can't sell a naira because of a kal v'chomer. If, when she's already there, she goes out with nairis, kal v'chomer, you can't put her there once she hits nairis. We know a father cannot sell a naira because if she goes out with nairis, that means nairis is strong enough to send her out when she's there, kal v'chomer, you can't put her there. That's you know, father can't sell a naira. So again, the pasuk of Kim Dersh Ishiz Bita La'ama teaches me that he gets the Maisi Adayim of a naira. Maybe it just means a katana. Rashi says, no, katana not. Because a katana, she can sell. If you can sell, of course you get the Maisi Adayim. So what is it teaching you? The Maisi Adayim of a naira. And a naira, you can sell. So for that, I need a pasuk. How do I know we can't sell a naira? Kavachoymer Gemara and Erchin. If Nairis sets her out, then Nairis cannot bring her in. Right, but it sets her out from the Adam. So Kavachoymer, you can't put her into the Adam. That's the Gemara and Erchin. Meaning if Nairis is something which releases her from the oven, even when she's there. She's there for less than 6 years. And Nairis sets her out. So a climber, once she's a Naira, you can't put her in because the oven has no... You see that the oven can't hold a Naira. The oven can't have a shibud in the Naira. That's the Gemara over there. So now, listen to this. This is unbelievable. What was Tosis' kasha? Let's go back to Tosis' kasha. Tosis' kasha was, I don't need two things to teach me Nairis, Buzz, Zevelim, and Alzeh. I don't need that. I know that V'yotzuchin and Kosev only means a Naira. How do you know? Because we had a drasha. Ein kesev adayim zeh, yesh kesev adayim acher. The father gets the kesev kiddushin. And I know that that's talking about a Naira because the father has no schusim in a bageris. The father has no schusim in a bageris. Right? Nothing. Not Maisi Adayim, not anything. So it has to mean Naira. So I know it means Naira. That's why it's kasha. Zoktim Kideger, one second now. Tosis wants to say, yeah. Tosis wants to say that I would automatically, that if I only had in kosher by itself without the yotzachinim, yeah, I would know naira automatically because of the drasha to kedusha. Yeah, zoktim kedega. No, why should that be? Not sure. You wouldn't know it. Why not? Let's follow the train of thought. The Gemara says if I only had in kasif, I would think it's a beggar. That's what Tosis is asking on. Tosis is asking in that Gemara. Tosis is asking, it can't be. It can't be if you only had in kasif, you think it was a beggar. That's what Tosis is asking, right? No. If it only had in kasif, I would think beggar. Beggar is? How could you think beggar is? That's impossible. Because we die from here, that the father gets the kasif kedushin. And we know the father has no source of money beggar. We know a father is no schutzim in a bageres. That's true alacha lemaisa. But what would be in the world, in the theoretical world, where an amivriya only goes out the bageres, not the nairis? If I only had in cause what the Gemara says, she would stay there till she's a bageres. In that theoretical world, she only goes out for Bagris, not for Nairis, yeah? So if that's true, you don't have the Kavik Chavik the Gemara and Erechin, do you? No. Because the Gemara Kavik the Gemara and Erechin is, the father can't sell a Naira. How do I know? Because if Naira sets her free, he definitely can't sell it. But what if Naira didn't set her free? What if she stays until she went to Bagris? Could a father sell a Naira? Yeah, the Chavik, yes. If a father can sell a Naira, does the father get the Maisi dime of a Naira? Yes, just like Rashi said by the Katana, in Halacha Lemaisa, Rashi was talking. In the Katana, that you don't need a pasuk that he gets a Maisi dime, because it's punched to get a Maisi dime because he can sell her. In this theoretical world, we would apply that Svara to a Naira too. So what's the pasuk of La'ama coming to teach me? The pasuk of La'ama, that the father keeps the Maisi dime of his daughter. What daughter? Katana, you don't need a pasuk. And in this theoretical world, Naira, you also don't need a pasuk. So what's the pasuk of La'ama going on? A Bogeret. Which means in this theoretical world, the father keeps the Ma'aseh Dayim of Bogeret. If the father keeps the Ma'aseh Dayim of Bogeret, maybe he keeps the Kesef Kedushin of Bogeret too. And therefore, Tosfos Kasha is not a Kasha. Unbelievable. Tosfos is asking, it can't be such a Havamina that Ein Kasef means she goes out when she's a Bogeret. Because if we learn Kedushin from here, and we know Kedushin can't be talking about a Bogeret, so it means that the Naira finished. It's not true. Because in that theoretical world, that Amivri only goes out when she's a Bagaris. Mamela, what? It would come out that the Kavah Choymer in Erchin isn't true. Which Mamela would come out that the father can sell a Naira, and he can sell a Naira, he gets the Maisi Daim of a Naira. Which Mamela would come out that the Pasuk of Kiyim Ka'ershus Bitu La'ama, which is the Pasuk which teaches us the extra word. La'ama is an extra word, it's to do something with that extra word. Rashi says it's an extra word. Rashi says, what would that judge be teaching me at this stage? Maisi daim of who? Tana I don't need the pasuk for, and Naira I don't need the pasuk for. Must be even a bagaris. So it comes out that in that theoretical world, could the father keep the maisi the kesef kedushin of a bagaris? Could be keep the maisi daim of a bagaris. So Toys's postmortem was, it can't be such a thing. I would know Naira automatically. Once you learn that kedushin, it has to be Naira. Dr. Gega, no. In the Havamina of the Gemara, it's not true. In the Havamina of the Gemara, it could have talked about the Bagaris also. Yeah, we know that a father has no schus mama in the Bagaris. But the Gega is saying, if you follow each step, so then in the Havamina of the Gemara, that's not true. You don't automatically know that. Toysen is asking on the Havamina. What's the Havamina Bechlau, correct Toysen? There's no Havamina Bechlau to think she goes out when she's a Bagaris. That's what Toysen is asking. They can say, no, there is. Because in that Havamina, the father does have tchus mamon in her. So look at this expertly in Amzor, okay? Look at this. Rekidek is kasher, you ready? According to step one means the Havamina of the Gemara, right? If you look up on top, you see number one, the Havamina of the Gemara, if I only had it in Kesem, I think she goes up with Bagris. According to step one, the Kavachoymer of step four, which is the Gemara in Erchin, which is what shows me he cannot sell a Naira, would not be true. In other words, if the Torah only said one, Ein Kosef, she wouldn't go out at Naira. Now, if she's not going out at Naira, that would mean I can sell a Naira, because I don't have the Gemara Erechin. If I don't need the word La'ama for step three to teach me that the father gets the Maisi dime of a Naira, right? For the Maisim in Naira, so must be it goes in Bagaris, because you got to do something with the word La'ama. So you see, if the Torah would have only said one, meaning Ein Kosef, the father would have twisted the Maisim Daim of a Bagaris. So too it's possible that by Kedushin do have twisted her. So the Kashif Tosis falls off. Okay, what's the Torah's sister in Kedegas Kasha? I don't know. Obviously, you're going to have to defend Tosis, but that's a belief for somebody else. But to appreciate the kasha is unbelievable. If you put together the information you know over here about how all these drushes work, the Kivik is saying an unbelievable thing. I think it leads to a Tzarachian, right? It leads to a Tzarachian. Yeah. So that was all this is what he says. I'll show it the inside. Everything I just said is what he says.
Three lines, I'm like...
Fine. Right.
But
That's right.
Okay, but the
fact that Gemara
learns out. Well,
learns out Kedushin from here. But how does Tosfos know it means Nairo?
That's
Kedushin. No, but look what he says. The Neder Shin La'el. Now listen to this part.
Im
Kena Korcha Reiker Ibnaris. Why? Why? The Elo is picked out. Right. The Elo, the Bagri, the Ena Avzakai Bekedushin. The Kivin, this is the line. This is the line. The Kivin Shabagra Ein Labir Shusbal. Toysot Al Kasha is Gevoit on the assumption, is predicated on the assumption that he has no Zchus on the Bagaris. Now that's true, Allah Chalamayit, what Toysot is saying. What the Kedega is saying is, but in the Havavi of the Gemara, based on, you know, everything we just spoke out, it's not true, Taka. There is room to say, Toys, this whole thing is basically the assumption that a Bagas can't have anything. And that's true. But in the Havavi, it wouldn't be true. That's what Kedega is trying to say. In the Havavi, it wouldn't be true. And therefore, even though it's true, we learn our Kedusha from here, and maybe that means the Kedusha of Bagaris. Maybe Taka means the Kedusha of Bagaris. A local mice it can't be. You're right, a local mice it can't be. But when I tell a local mice, it might not have a meaning. Yeah, well.
The Havana wouldn't take into account the local mice?
No. We're saying, in a world, Gemara is speaking about why the Torah has to say two things. Which means, and Torah says in the Kasha and the Havana, which means Torah is talking in a world, the Torah would have only said one. What would be the Torah only said one? That's what Torah says. That is the context in which Torah is talking. And he's saying in that world it can't be such a Abimina. Dr. Kedega, no, in that world it's not a good Abimina. Not true? Unbelievable.
No.
Of course they don't, because I just said the whole thing out. You weren't here for it.
I know it was a beggars can't be too. It's not like you got like 7,000 people.
I'm not a beggar. You want to know? You said I don't know what you thought about it. I said you weren't here when I said it. It takes a while to say. It's basically written on that paper, but I can't say the whole thing over there.
Really? I'm one of like the only people that come and penalize.
You want me to say the whole thing again?
No, just say half. Say the
middle. That's called penalizing. That's not called penalizing.
I'll go back to
it. Go ahead.
That love was in the
door. Oh.
I thought it was a black brown. I was doing anything on a black shirt.
I'll speak it out with you privately when they start the next part. They don't want to hear the whole thing again. They didn't. Yeah, good. Yeah, I'll speak it out with you. Just one second. If I speak it out on the tape again, then it's really not good. Then it bores all the people listening to the tape.
Really?
It's not right. It's not right, Tasha.
Ellie?
Where is he? Is he away?
Yeah.
Yo. I figured you. Okay. Okay, fine. So now we're jumping back ahead and starting from the Gemara of Amar Rav Huna Chuppa Koine, which sounds familiar because we had this Rav Huna already earlier in Daf Gimel. From the Tudat until I think all the way until the two dots towards the bottom, the second set of two dots. Yeah, they're bottom. We'll have to do a couple of choices in. But yeah, until they're bottom. For sure, the two choices. For sure, the two hot choices in. Hot nasin of Amrihi. And her lav achi lo that's how the next one's already the next Gemara. Sorry, the next one's already the next Gemara. So from that Gemara, Hondas and Huva Amrihi, just that little thesis.
Yeah.